renewed experiences. Although it's exciting to engage in new experiences together, equally important is remembering those things which brought you together in the first place. The beginning of your relationship was an exciting time, one filled with anticipation, excitement, and romance. Think back and remember those experiences, not only the activities, but the feelings you had with your companion. Those feelings grew and developed until you decided you wanted to spend the rest of your lives together. Make sure you create opportunities to duplicate not only the activities, but the emotions associated with those activities. You might look back and think, I wish I could feel that way again about him or her. You can, and it can be even better. Depending on where you are in your relationship, it may be fairly easy, or it may take many weeks of applying the practices outlined in his book, but it can happen. Don't give up. Loving your companion is a decision you alone make, and one you need to renew every day. To love your mate is to live out your commitment to him or her. This requires a continual rededication of heart and mind to the relationship you have invested so much time and energy in. After all, this is the one person in the world whom you have chosen to be your prime companion throughout life. So when you plan to recreate the activity, whether it is going back to the place you spent your honeymoon or to the movie you saw together when you fell in love, remember to also put effort into generating the feelings of love, excitement, and warmth you had with the original activity. There are some important things to remember to avoid disappointment in this process. How many of us have gone away on a second honeymoon remembering how perfect, romantic, and exciting the original honeymoon was? The sunset was the best you'd ever seen. The dinner was fantastic and your sweetheart looked great. When we try to recreate the experience, it somehow falls short. There are clouds in the sky blocking the sunset. The meat was overcooked at dinner, or your spouse may have put on 20 pounds. Not the same, right? Right and wrong. It is different. Every experience in life is different, whether it's the physical surroundings that change or your feelings at the moment, perhaps due to other external factors. If you just got a speeding ticket on the way to your hotel, it may take a while to get into a good mood again. When we try to compare current experiences to previous ones, they tend to fall short of our expectations in some way. This happens for two reasons. One, memories refine themselves over time. Two, you and your companion are different people than you were. You've lived life longer and shared more positive and negative experiences together. Remember this about renewed experiences. The actual experiences we have are rarely as good as the memories which spring from them. The memory refines itself over time and often makes the event seem better than it actually was. Thus, when we try to recreate it, we may feel the renewed experience falls short of our memory. To avoid this, consider focusing on the special aspects of each event as you're experiencing it. In recreating a special experience, allow this new event to generate its own unique emotions and memories. Make sure your expectation of the event is appropriate, and you'll not be as easily disappointed. Recognize that it will be different, and then enjoy the differences. Share the positive memories about the event and compare them to where you are now and how far you've come together. Laugh about it and smile when you remember the good old days. Set new goals for your life. Celebrate the successes you've had together, no matter how small. It's the accumulation of small shared experiences along the way that make a great marriage. Recognize these small successes for how significant they are. Traditions are another part of renewed experiences in marriage. It's quite normal for many people to think about special family traditions, but less common for couples to develop and nurture special marriage traditions. Committed companions strive to cultivate some of their renewed shared experiences as special marriage traditions they look forward to again and again. Do you have any special marriage traditions? You may think you don't have any, but consider these examples and then identify yours or come up with some new ones of your own. Watching romantic movies on Valentine's Day. On your partner's birthday, write a letter telling him or her some new ways you've come to love the person. On your wedding anniversary, eat waffles with strawberries and whipped cream in bed, or whatever you ate on your honeymoon. On New Year's Day, take time to review the year's accomplishments and your goals for the next year.